for a championship.
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McKayan's on touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome back to Norwin High School and the WPIL Basketball Playoff Quarterfinals, presented by the Observer Reporter. Coming your way shortly, game two of our 5A girls doubleheader on the WJPA Sports Network as number 2 Peters Township takes on number 7 Indiana. Hello again, I'm Bob Gregg, Tom Drakely with me, our WJPA Sports Network crew, Jason Tennant, our floor director, Noah Tennant, and Dacia Skolnekovich on cameras, and Gee Whiz George producing in our downtown Washington studios. Number 2 Peters Township lost to a pair of Ohio teams during the regular season, but didn't lose to a Pennsylvania squad until they lost Natalie Wetzel, their leading scorer, to an ankle injury against Mount Lebanon on the final night of the regular season. Wetzel questionable again tonight. Number 7 Indiana comes in 7-2 in its last 9. Those losses against 6A number 8 North Allegheny and to Section 2 champion and 5A number 3 seed Penn Trafford. Indiana has a December win against 5A number 5 Franklin Regional, part of an early 6-game win streak. We'll take a look at the entire 5A girls bracket presented by the Observer Reporter. Plus, we'll check the starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Our national anthem here at the home of the Norwin Knights, football championship home for several classes, softball playoffs right adjacent to the school building here, and spent a lot of time working in this gym for wrestling tournaments, basketball tournaments, and all of that. If you didn't join us earlier, shame on you for a month of Sundays, and not just a February month of Sundays. You ought to get this for like 6 weeks. Shame on you. Thomas Jefferson, 65. Penn Trafford, 60 in overtime. The winner gets TJ on Saturday. The loser will play an angry Penn Trafford squad on Friday night in the opening round of the consolation bracket. Take a look at our starters if we're ready there, Jason. Brought to you by the Observer Reporter. For the visitors, Julia Antonesi, Emily Ferraro, a 5'9 junior, Antonacci, by the way, 5'6 junior, averaging 10 points a game. 5'9 junior, Lakin Kugler, with 7 points and 6 boards. 5'9 junior, Addie Hutton, averaging 8 points a game, loves to distribute the ball with 3 assists per game. And Emily Betzinger, a 5'10 senior, 8 points, 5 boards. Starters for Michael Franciscus, 18-5, are the Indiana Indians. For Steve Limberiou and the Peters Township Indians at 20-3, they will start without Natalie Wetzel tonight. 5'6 junior Bree Morial, averaging 11 points per game. 5'6 junior Alina Sopko gets the start in place of Wetzel. 5 points, 2 boards, 2 assists. 6'3 senior Natalie Wetzel, 20 points and 11 boards, a double-double on the bench tonight because of the ankle injury. 5'10 freshman Jordan Welsh. 5'6 freshman Taylor McCullough will handle the ball, averaging 8 points, 3 assists a game. And the girl that had the big night the other night and may have that opportunity again tonight, inside, 6'3 senior Daniela Radulovic, 6 points, 7 boards, couple assists as well. Tip-off, Peters Township in Indiana, 5A girls quarterfinals on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing Products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business, the best. Fagan Supply keeps the Peters Township gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online, fagansupply.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
And underway, the Peters Township Indians control the tip. We'll have to use school names because nicknames aren't going to cut it again tonight. Second night in a row, I have Indians versus Indians covering a Peters Township game. Sopko out on the wing, back and forth with Jordan Welsh. Dribbles to the free throw line to Sopko. Quick start, trapped in the corner, out the side of the lane, rather. Welsh takes a pass, and Welsh guilty of a travel.
Well, they're starting out in a zone, and they have been used to playing teams that guard them man-to-man. But that zone has slowed them down right from the get-go here. Boy, do they miss Natalie Wetzel. I hope she can get back soon.
Indiana with the ball inside. The ball goes to Emily Betzinger. She lost the handle but able to save it. Shot put up off the glass. Won't go. Rebound stolen away by Sopko. Took it away from Antonacci. Sopko up the floor. Walks into traffic. Put the shot up. That won't go. Able to grab the loose ball. A little helter-skelter here.
Yeah, very much so.
About a minute gone.
No rhythm yet.
Welsh cross-court to Taylor McCullough. Radulovic pushed the ball in to get her way open and score.
Well, and if I'm Peters Township, I look find ways to get her the basketball in scoring position. They don't have anyone that can match up with her height-wise.
Three ball, Antonacci, wide right, long rebound. Radulovic able to clear it. Ahead to McCullough, three on two, pass into traffic. It's tipped away. Good hands there by Antonacci.
She had a player wide open, but pass got deflected and intercepted.
On the dribble, pick it up was Kugler. Kick it back out beyond the three-point line. Now into the circle to Betzinger. Put it on the deck, take it down the lane. Shot no good, Radulovic. There for the rebound. McCullough up the near side. It's Morial for three. Perfect.
Where she left off the last game, Bob. Making big threes.
5-point Peters Township run to start. 5-0. 6 minutes to play first quarter. Across the timeline comes Kugler, dribble handoff into the paint. Betzinger, drop step. Radulovic made her change the shot, rebounded the air ball.
Yeah, she got a deflection there. She partially blocked that shot.
McCullough, little stutter step, floater off the iron, won't go. Rebound kept alive, tipped out of bounds, going to be ruled last touch by Radulovic.
Well, I thought
our game officials, James Hobie, Teresa Buss, Alex Paczynski.
Yeah, I thought that ball went off of Indiana, but my eyes have been bad because I've seen a lot of things that have been called differently, especially in that first game.
5:35 to play, opening quarter, 5-0. Peters Township with the lead. Into the paint comes Betzinger. Take it to the right side and a little scoop up and in over top of Radulovic. First points for Indiana.
Yeah, took it right down the lane, used the glass.
Glass is your friend.
It absolutely is.
Sopko, right side, McCullough, Radulovic, 15 feet out. A little baseline, Jay, won't go. Nobody there to rebound. Sopko tried to come in and get it, but Betzinger wraps it up. Kugler will bring it up the floor. Deal it back to Anthonacy, and now into the hands of Addy Hutton. Averages 8 points, 3 assists. Pass is deflected by McCullough, and right at the midcourt line on the dribble, and an illegal screen set there. I believe that's Anthonacy. Tried to pass it off and then go for a run, and indeed going to get called for the foul.
Well, we have seen that call several times this evening, even in the first game. You cannot run and screen. You just can't do it. You have to be stationary.
Well, and she had attention on her because she just had the ball. Yeah, passed it off and ran the defender over.
Referee standing right there.
McCullough, Sopko, left wing. Back to McCullough at the top. Lob into the paint to Welsh. Tipped around, Sopko on the floor. Loose ball grabbed by Kugler. Held ball, possession arrow belongs to Indiana.
Yeah, another bad pass out front, that time by McCullough. Not a good decision.
This is our first held ball of the night.
That's hard to believe. You know, Bob, they're playing zone. You've got to use pass fakes, shot fakes, and ball reversal, and I haven't seen that yet.
Hutton across the timeline to Anthonacy. She'll start to dribble. McCullough hassles her. Pass is fumbled by Hutton, but no traffic there. Hutton has a ball stolen by Morial. 3-on-2 for Peters Township. Pass too far for Sopko. Over the top and out of bounds.
Maybe a little nervousness here
look
early
at this.
In the game.
Look at this.
Uh-oh.
Natalie Wetzel checks into the ball game.
Boy, I'm glad to see that. I hope she's okay.
Sopko out. Wetzel in.
Just a different ball game when she's in there, Bob. She's so skilled.
And tall.
6'3".
So 6'3", low block coverage. Wetzel comes out top. Three ball pump fake by Hutton. She'll put it on the deck. Last time down here, Morial stole it. This time, Morial blocks the shot. Rebound Wetzel. The ball to McCullough. Free throw line, jumper good.
Yeah, nice little stop and pop that time by McCullough. Great decision.
7-2 Peters Township, 3:45 to play first quarter. Wetzel on that tender ankle.
Well, she's out there moving pretty good. I'm keeping an eye on her. So far, so good. You know, she's a great perimeter defender, too, because of her length.
Kugler takes a handoff back, finds a cutter. Shot blocked from behind by Radulovic. Betzinger couldn't get the shot away. Morial, and now to McCullough. She'll back out to the midcourt area. Wetzel, three ball, good.
You can't, I'll tell you what, can't let her shoot.
Timeout, Indiana, 3:08 to play first quarter. Peters Township 10, Indiana 2, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Michael Franciscus keeps Indiana in the huddle a long time on this 30-second timeout. Fortunate that the game officials don't blow the whistle, set the ball on the sideline. Peters Township 10-2. Threes for Morial and Wetzel. Twos for McCullen Radulovich. Two for Emily Betzinger. The only points so far for Indiana. Handoff. Ball goes to Hutton. Pulls up 8 feet out and scores. Second field goal of the game for Indiana.
Yeah, nice little pull up that time rather than taking it into Radulovich.
Wetzel
could block it.
Wetzel finds Welsh. Now McCullough. Wetzel moves through. McCullough will drive, cuts it off, feeds Wetzel. Three ball, catch and shoot. Short, won't go. Radulovich tips the rebound, reached over top of Kugler, but couldn't get enough on it to tip it back to herself. Rebound, Indiana. Three ball, far side, hard off the back of the rim. Radulovich can't get the rebound. McCullough going to get called for a hacking foul. Her first, Peters Township's first foul. Get a look there, that little floater 8 feet out for Addie Hutton.
That was a nice shot. Well, fouls were such a big part of the first game. I wonder how we'll see that play out here in this game, Bob. Key players picking up fouls early.
Indiana baseline throw in, 2:25 to play in the first. It goes side of the lane, then right back to the thrower. Antonacci goes to the hoop and scores with the left hand. All of a sudden it's 10-6. McCullough, two-hand scoop, won't go. Can't get the rebound.
Well, she was in amongst traffic that time. There were three defenders around her on that shot. Very difficult to make.
Indiana was down 10-2, used the timeout. Betzinger out front, gets a bucket. Her second field goal of the game, and just like that, it's a two-point lead. Just ask Thomas Jefferson how quickly leads disappear.
Oh, boy, do they ever.
Radulovich up top, Morial, and now to Wetzel. Welsh, Morial, catch and drive, floater. Defense was coming, shot rolls over the top. Rebound knocked out of bounds, ruled off Radulovich there. Good look here at the Antonacci lay-in. And now coming to take the pass was Betzinger. Put it up and in for Indiana. 90 seconds to play first quarter. What was a 10-2 Peters lead is now 10-8. In the paint, cutter found. Shot put up, won't go for Betzinger. All kind of hassle there. And a rebound grabbed by Natalie Wetzel. McCullough on the near wing. Wetzel between the circles, put it on the deck, spinorama, kick it far side. Welsh for three, off the rim, won't go. Rebound grabbed down low for Lake and Kugler. A minute to play, first quarter. On the dribble behind the back, Antonacci, free throw line jumper for the tie, rattle it home. We're tied at 10. Eight straight points for Indiana. 10-10 tie, 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Welsh, lob down low. Wetzel catch and score on the reverse.
Yeah, and I wondered if we would see Natalie on the block, and I think when you put her there, you really put pressure on the defense. She's unstoppable in there.
12-10 Peters Township. Indiana with the ball. Take it over into the far corner. Antonacci can't catch the pass, but Betzinger on the overthrow keeps it alive. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Kugler now starts. She wants to spin to the left hand. Drop step. Puts the shot up. No, well off the mark. Rebound and a put back for Antonacci. That won't go. And a ball kicked out of bounds by Peters Township. 2.3 seconds to play. Antonacci got that shot to rattle around a moment ago to tie. And then the lob over the top to Wetzel. It gives Peters Township the lead back up 12-10 with 2.3 seconds remaining. Addie Hutton will inbound. McCullough checks out. Sopko, who's just a tenacious defender, checks back in. And avoid that play into the middle. Inbound. Kugler will look at and doesn't take the shot. Didn't realize how much time there was. 12-10, Peters Township after one. Second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Peters Township 10-2 run to start. And Indiana answered with 8 straight points to pull square. Wetzel's deuce on the lob. The difference in the game, 12-10 Peters Township. 5 points for Natalie Wetzel to lead all scorers. Anthonacy and Betzinger have 4 apiece. For Indiana, Peters will start second quarter with the basketball and a possession arrow. Sopko on the wing, corner, McCullough open, 3 ball, too strong, crashing down to get the rebound is Sopko. Feed it to Morial, back to Sopko for 3, that's off the iron, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Lake and Kugler.
This zone has really slowed Peters Township down. They look almost lethargic here out in the latter part of that first quarter and into the second here, Bob.
Anthonacy on the dribble. Give it back out. Hutton. And now Anthonacy. 5'6 junior. When we get a moment, I want you to talk about how you counter that. Near side, it's Hutton. Looks for a cutter. Too well covered. And the pass is going to go into backcourt and on out of bounds. It'll be Peter's ball. How do you counter that?
You've got to get the ball swinging side to side, and you've got to get the ball to the post, either high post or low post. But you just can't keep passing around the perimeter taking threes, because that's what they want you to do. Get the ball inside to the post players.
Madden Mel's going to check in the game. 5'6 sophomore, big minutes in the win the other night.
She's a pretty good shooter. I'm sure that's why she's in the game.
Mel will take the feed. Wondering how long she gets to keep her jersey out.
That's right. I see that.
Ball to Welsh at the high post. She's double-teamed. Pass was tipped away, but grabbed there by McCullough. Pass into the corner, too tall and out of bounds.
They are just not sharp, Bob. There's no question about it.
Here's the answer on how long you get to keep your shirt out. That ended.
Quickly.
Referee Teresa Bussett. Tuck it.
I love it. 5 turnovers by Peters Township early in this game.
12-10, Peters Township plus 2. Ball near wing. Addie Hutton. And, boy, a lot of contact underneath. Welsh in a wrestling match with Lake and Kugler.
Oh, she did a nice job getting a front in front of her.
Hutton's handoff, ball ripped away from by Taylor McCullough. She'll go down the left wing for the lay-in.
Yeah, nice job making sure she put that in.
Steal and coast-to-coast drive for McCullough. Took that away from Emily Ferraro up high. Hutton with the ball, cannot get by Morial, now does. Basket and a foul. Radulovic like who? We'll get a look here at the drive by Hutton. Got around, a little hook and hold, and
yeah,
I guess a piece of the arm there.
They didn't call the hook, but there was a little hook there.
14-12. Addie Hutton has 4 points, and the game's first free throw comes 10 minutes in.
Hard to believe.
They called the foul on Morial. Hutton hits the foul shot. Timeout. Peters Township, 6:09 to play. First half, 14-13 Peters Township. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
Steve Lomberio's timeout. Peters Township with the ball now. No, in the corner, open three-pointer. It's an air ball all the way across. Morial tracks it down before it goes out of bounds. Mel to Radulovic, back out to Mel. Launch another three, hit it.
Not to be deterred. I told you she can shoot. Now, the first one was an air ball, but she was not deterred, made the next one.
Shooter's got to shoot, right?
Exactly.
Is that what you always tell me? Has to shoot.
You have to.
17-13, Peters Township. Dribble picked up inside by Kugler. Lost the ball and trying to save it was Jordan Welsh. Put her on the baseline.
Well, and here you, Mr. Fisher, you tell me. She came to a stop, had her pivot foot established, picked it up and stepped. That's walking.
It is.
Well, they didn't call it.
They didn't. There's a lot going on in a fast-moving game.
It is a fast-moving game.
Inbound into the corner for Indiana. Peters Township leading 17-13. Behind the back dribble. Scramble for the loose ball. Trying to pull out and avoid a tie-up. Indians, Peters Township doesn't want a tie-up here.
They called a timeout and gave it to them?
Yeah, indeed. Now the officials are going to talk. We are going to go to held ball. No timeout.
Absolutely. But it still benefits Indiana. They'll have inbounding under their basket.
Yeah. Peters looked like they wanted to avoid that because two Indiana players were on the floor, so they were going to possess the ball and have to get up, which you can't do. Inbound to Kugler. Now lob down low. Way too tall from Hutton looking for Anthonacy, and that pass over the top.
Yeah, this game doesn't have any rhythm like the previous game, Bob. This just doesn't feel right yet. Peters has not gotten into an offensive rhythm. They are shooting a lot of perimeter shots. They've turned the ball over. Just not there yet.
What do we have, a dozen lead changes in the first 12 minutes of the game?
Yeah, it's different.
Mel Radulovic, low block, back out to McCullough. McCullough, long three, gets it to go.
Well, she made it, but man, oh, man, that was like an afterthought. Well, I'll shoot this. Whew, that was long.
Margin pushed back to 7 for Peters Township. Dribble handoff to Ferraro. Backs away from Mel. Good job on the defense to stay with the players. No switch. Betzinger shot blocked. Radulovic called for a foul.
Well, she slapped down, Bob. If you put your hand straight up, that's not a foul. She slapped down. I'm sure Coach Lambaru. I know I mispronounced that.
Lambaru
wasn't pleased with that.
Free throws for Betzinger. Her first visit to the foul line. Nails the first. Natalie Wetzel back onto the floor. 20-14. And Jordan Welsh will sit.
I wondered if we would see her again, and glad she's able to get back in the game, limiting her minutes, obviously.
Second foul shot also good. Emily Betzinger 2-for-2 on that trip. Indiana 3-for-3 in the game. 20-15, Peters Township plus 5, 4.5 minutes to play in our first half. Morial, McCullough, Mel. Morial takes it back. Entry pass to Wetzel, kick it near side. McCullough open three, wide right and strong. Radulovic at the baseline, saves it, flip it around. Morial, Wetzel, baseline to McCullough. Step out, get front, score.
Ah, nice move by McCullough. She has 9 points already, Bob.
Taylor McCullough averages 8. Saw that in the opening game. Player for Penn Trafford, who about this point of the game had already crossed their season average. Travel call on the near wing. There you got your travel call.
There we go. Well, now that you have the two bigs for Peters Township against the zone, you can work a high-low set, and that could really cause difficulties for Indiana. Wetzel, being so much taller than anyone else, can be a great passer.
Lisi Allison has checked in for Indiana. Bad decision by McCullough. Try to force a pass into the high post.
Yeah, at the
too
waist.
Well covered.
Yeah, waist length, just not a very good pass.
Indiana down 7 with the ball. Julia Anthonacy on the dribble, guarded by McCullough. Now to Allison. Allison gets it back into the paint. Pass denied. Betzinger able to save it. Feed it across to Allison. Her shot blocked out of bounds.
Shot deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Peters Township.
That one glancing off the well-placed WJPA Sports Network banner.
It did.
That's a scientific placement there, by the way. Got here, looked things over, got everything else set, and I'm like, okay, banner going to go right there. 3:13 to play, first half, 22-15. Falling down is Addy Hutton. You going to get a foul call?
Yes, I think
indeed
so.
Indeed we are.
One official.
Boy, Hutton was falling down.
One was calling the travel, the other's calling the foul.
And I believe Bree Morial going to pick up her second foul.
Well, I don't. Is that right? Yeah, it is Bree
Morial. With falling down into her. Pass across the to the far wing intended for Anthonacci. Tipped out of bounds by McCullough.
I'll tell you what, if you put the ball near McCullough, she's going to try for it. I mean, she's ultra-aggressive defensively. She gets her hands on a lot of basketballs, Bob.
3:06 to play, second quarter. Peters Township has never trailed. 22-15 the margin right now. Down the lane goes Hutton and score it. 2:55 to play, first half. McCullough with Morial. Wetzel moving traffic in where she wants it to be. She's at the free throw line, takes the pass there. Kick it out, Morial wide open three-pointer. Off the iron won't go. Rebound tipped to the baseline by Wetzel, but screened off, couldn't get to it. The ball tracked down by Lake and Luke Kugler.
Hey, Indiana just hanging around, Bob.
Kugler. Shot blocked. Wetzel called for a foul. And that foul on Natalie Wetzel is her first. Foul shots coming for Lake and Kugler. Her first trip to the line. Indiana 3-for-3 at the charity stripe tonight. Sorry, partner, I was going to do that, but too late to the... And I can't blame Tom for this one. 22-17, Peters Township with the advantage. Kugler misses both. Radulovic with the rebound. Far side. It'll be McCullough bringing it up the floor. Wetzel, long range three. Good.
Well, you know that's in her arsenal. She can knock down those perimeter shots. Excellent shooter.
25-17, Peters plus eight now. Antonacci takes the feed back in the corner. Nice give to Kugler. Misses the shot at the baseline. Rebound on the overthrow. Betzinger puts it back.
Yeah, she's played a nice half so far, Betzinger.
McCullough has Morial to her right. Pass intended for Wetzel is tipped, but saved there nicely by Mel. And now McCullough to Morial. A little dribble weave, Mel, baseline, Radulovic. May have gotten away with a walk there.
Yeah, I thought she did.
Mel to Wetzel, back to Mel for three, too strong, rebound. Bump around there, McCullough can't get to it, saved nicely by Kugler. Antonacci bring it up the floor, give it off to Hutton. Hutton on the right wing. Dribble handoff to Antonacci. McCullough all over her, travel call on Betzinger.
Yeah, she just shuffled that foot, Bob. In a little bit of a hurry to make that drive.
Sopko will check in. See there a moment ago, the miss by Kugler, caught by Betzinger on the overthrow, overshoot. Oh, no, I was passing it to her. 1:05 to play in the half, 25-19, Peters Township plus six. Winner plays Thomas Jefferson, WPIL semifinals on Saturday. Mel, McCullough, Sopko, put it on the deck. Feed it back out around Wetzel. Dribble to get open. Three ball just a little long and a rebound saved at the baseline by Lake and Kugler. Hutton dribbled. Looked like she was going to do it again.
Oh, she really did.
Ball in the far corner. It's Kugler up to Betzinger. Put it on the floor. Drive against Radulovic. Pick it up. Give it off to Antonacci. Floater up and good.
Nice little floater there that time by Antonacci.
And look now, it's 25-21. Remember what we said about leads disappearing?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't think Peters Township has adjusted to this zone at all.
Peters was +7, then +8. Now it's down to 4. Sopko, kick it out to McCullough. Wetzel, 4 seconds to play. Wetzel short on a 3. Rebound to the corner. Mel catch. Put it back up and off the iron. Won't go. Teams head to the locker room. Peters Township 25, Indiana 21. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Tom, talk about what the zone defense by Indiana does to the Peters Township offense.
Well, it changes the pace of the game, Bob. It has slowed Peters Township down, and they have settled for way too many threes, in my opinion. If they would work, they have a decisive height advantage. You have got to get the ball into the high post or the low post where you have the advantage and use that. And when you settle for threes, it's great if you're making them. But, Bob, they're not making a high percentage of them. So when you start missing threes, you start pressing a little bit. That's why this game is as close as it is. They're not used to seeing zone. Everybody plays man-to-man. And this is a change of pace for them.
Peters averages 58 points a game. They have 25 at the break. But Indiana averages only allowing 34, but they've given up 25.
Right. So, you know, I don't know. If I'm coaching, I certainly am saying we need to make conscientious effort to get the ball inside. You get them in foul trouble, you get some easy buckets, and maybe some transition because they have a decisive advantage from the rebounding standpoint. Get the ball out on the break. Fill your lanes. Let's get some easy points. But when you're settling for those long threes, they're great when they go in, but you're the 33% when you're making them. So maybe pass a few of those up. Get that ball moving side to side and get it inside.
Four different players have trays for Peters Township. 9 points in the game for Taylor McCullough to lead all scorers. I have 8 for Natalie Wetzel, 3 each for Bree Morial and Matt and Mel, and a deuce for Daniela Radulovic. Just 2 points tonight after a big night against Fox Chapel the other night. Peters Township, here's a point to you. 0 foul shots in the first half.
But that's because they haven't gotten the ball inside. They're not attacking. They're settling for the three-point shot.
Only 3 players in the score sheet for Indiana. 8 for Emily Betzinger, 7 for Addie Hutton, 6 for Julia Antonacci. Indiana 3 of 5 at the foul line. 25-21 Peters Township at the half. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
First of three nights of WPIL quarterfinal action. 5A girls, 3A girls, 4A boys, 1A boys all in action tonight. Here at Norwin, it was Thomas Jefferson 65, Penn Trafford 60 in overtime. 2A girls bracket at Mount Lebanon. It was the two-seed Greensburg Central Catholic over Quaker Valley 56-47. Also in the 3A girls, the three-seed Our Lady of the Sacred Heart plus six on Avonworth, 50-44. One other girls 6 o'clock game. We're checking the final score there. Elwood City, and now we get a final. Elwood City upsets the four-seed Keystone Oaks 40-37. So a couple of upsets in the quarterfinals of girls action tonight. And again, Elwood City 40, Keystone Oaks 37. Mars is leading Bethel Park. That game at North Allegheny. Mars leading Bethel Park in the 5A girls. That's the 12-13 game.
Wow.
Start of the fourth quarter, 35-27. Mars in the lead. The winner of that game will play the South Fayette Baldwin winner. 25-21 Peters Township in front of Indiana here at the half. We're back to Norwin on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business, the best. Fagan Supply keeps the Peters Township gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online, FaganSupply.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
We got our first boys' final score. This in the 4A boys' quarterfinals. Beaver 58, Central Valley 50. Peters Township girls won 6 in a row, lost to Strongsville, Ohio, won 7 in a row, lost at the Pickerington Central, also in Ohio, then won 6 in a row before losing to Mount Lebanon on bracket announcement day, Monday, February the 10th. They also lost Natalie Wetzel to that ankle injury, and she is far from 100%.
Well, you can see that. You know what else, Bob, I think is a factor tonight?
Go ahead.
Oh, the crowd. The crowd in the first game was packed and electric. This crowd is not that way.
Indiana comes in on the season after losing their opener at the Forest Hills tournament, won 6 in a row, lost to Southern Garrett right before Christmas, won 5 in a row, lost to Penn Trafford in section, but have gone 7-3 down the stretch, including a win against Plum to close the regular season and then beat Moon in the opening round. Second half set to get underway, 25-21. Peters Township with the lead, and the Indians have the basketball.
Well, let's see if any adjustments were made at halftime here, Bob.
Peters Township leading 25-21, have the ball. And they'll inbound it to Taylor McCullough. Morial McCullough for side. Back up top from Jordan Welsh. Welsh will take a three-pointer off the rim. High, won't go. Rebound, Lakin Kugler. Don't know that there was ever a look inside on that possession.
There wasn't.
Ball on the bounce. Get the ball to Betzinger. Shot partially blocked. Radulovich touched it last. Out of bounds. Indiana ball at the baseline. 25-21. Indiana scored 6 of the last 9 points of the first half. And going to get the ball here on this throw. And if they can get it in bounds, Betzinger takes the feed from Kugler. And now all to Antonacci. Dribble across the top of the key. Bring it near side. Guarded there by McCullough. Antonacci to Betzinger. Radulovich, good move of the feet there to stay between her and the basket. And now Betzinger gets a screen. Nice help defense there by Bree Morial. Deflection control. McCullough, jump pass. High post jumper. Radulovich rolling up and in.
Yeah, no, I like that. Getting the ball to the middle like that. Radulovich hits a little 10-footer. Great job there that time and a good pass.
And it all started with the help defense by Morial.
Yeah, good steal by Morial.
Three ball, Addie Hutton, too strong. Rebound, Wetzel looks for the fast break, finds Morial. And Morial took 3 steps. She got away with a walk.
Well, and again, transition bucket. And that's what they do, and they've been lacking that as of the first half.
Peters lead back to 8, 29-21. High dribble there. Give it off. Antonacci, side of the lane, jumper won't go. Rebound, Wetzel. Wetzel will bring it up the floor herself. Far side, McCullough open, 3-pointer, good.
Now they're on. Now they're rolling. Now they're playing their basketball style.
Timeout Indiana, 6:08 to play, third quarter. 32-21, Peters Township plus 11. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
7-0 start to the quarter for Peters Township. 6:08 to play in the third. 32-21 PT leading Indiana.
Well, I think it started with their defense, Bob. They were able to get some stops and then get a breakout layup and hit a nice open three. That gets you going a little bit.
Indiana using its second timeout, Coach Michael Franciscus. Antonacci crosses midcourt. Give it off to Ferraro and now back out. Addie Hutton, Antonacci outside the right elbow. Pass to Ferraro, guarded by Sopko. Ferraro drives into Sopko, stumbled, got away with that Hutton shot, blocked out of bounds, touched by Radulovich.
Little contact on that.
Contact there. Sopko got run into by Ferraro. That was a shoulder to the chin. Inbound feed to Hutton. Get it down low to Betzinger. She's got a nice touch.
Yeah, she does. Around the basket, she's been very effective. Her 10th point.
First points of the third quarter for Indiana. 32-23. Peters plus 9. Sopko takes it into traffic and going to get a held ball. Never mind the fact that Hutton rolled down the leg of Sopko to get to that ball. Held ball, third time in the game we've had a tie-up, 5:24 to play.
Sotko got in the lane. I thought she should have just shot the basketball, Bob.
Well, she is regularly looking to pass. Thought she might have somebody open, but couldn't find it. Kugler with a forearm to stay open. Shot won't go. Betzinger rebounds. She gets knocked down by Radulovic, and that's going to be a foul. Second foul on Daniela Radulovic. First foul of the second half on either team.
They called that on Taylor McCullough? I thought it was Radulovic, Bob.
It was.
No, they called it on McCullough.
I know.
Well, okay.
Betzinger, drop step, shot blocked by Welsh. Ball underneath goes to Morial. McCullough takes the feed, dribble penetration, kick to Sopko, around to Welsh. She got away with a walk. Morial will bring it all the way through, reverse, flip it up. That won't go, and a ball caught by Lakin Kugler. By the way, that foul on McCullough, that's where it's charged, her second. 4.5 minutes to play in the third. 32-23. Peters Township plus 9, and the pass hard from Kugler to Betzinger and got past her too close, too hard, and it was by her before she reacted.
Yeah, back into the game is Natalie Wetzel. When she went out of the game, things slowed down once again. Now she's back to get this offense rolling.
Peters Township led by 4 at the half, lead by 9 at the moment. Welsh to Morial, uses a Radulovic screen. Morial for 3.
Well, she's a good shooter, Bob, and a really nice player.
Margin pushed to 12 now. Biggest lead of the game for Peters Township.
Well, we call this danger time for Indiana.
Stella Stossel sets a screen. Ball side of the lane to Hutton. Works her way into the paint. Forces the shot up. Misses that. Can't get that to go. Partially blocked. And there to catch it, clean it up is Betzinger. She'll put it back in. Betzinger has a dozen. Timeout Indiana. 3:47 to play, third quarter. Peters Township 35, Indiana 25. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
And we get another boys' final score. Sarah Catholic over Summit Academy, 80-61. Sarah, the 2 seed in the 1A boys' bracket. On to the semifinals. Third timeout used by Michael Franciscus. Peters Township with the ball and a 10-point bulge. Wetzel. Far side to McCullough, has help in the corner. Welsh, three-pointer in flight, too strong. Weak side rebound for Bree Morial, 5'6", junior. Wetzel for 3, good.
Second shots.
11 points for Natalie Wetzel, 38-25. Peters Township in front. Antonacci on the dribble, shoves McCullough away, gets open for a 3. That's hard off the rim, and McCullough says, here, I'll go get the rebound. Morial finds a cutter. Radulovic laid in.
Boy, that was a really nice pass by Morial that time, Bob. And Radulovic, nice job catching and finishing at the rim.
Well, good reaction. Morial was set. She was going to pop a 3-ball, and all of a sudden sees Radulovic going down the lane uncontested.
Yeah, that was a wonderful, unselfish play.
Betzinger feed it back out into the circle to Ferraro. She'll start the dribble. And now off to Kugler. Kugler on the right. Foul line extended. into the paint goes Betzinger. Drop one way, drop the other. Radulovic blocks the shot, and Wetzel grabs the deflection. 2:25 to play here in the third. 15-point Peters Township lead. Wetzel with the ball. Dribble handoff to Welsh. Now to McCullough. Wetzel open. Wanted to take a three there. Could not. McCullough penetrates. Kicking to the far side. Welsh. Wetzel for three. It's good. It spins all the way around and drops home.
Well, obviously she's not 100%, but that shooting touch is pretty good.
Timeout, Indiana. 43-25. Peters Township pulling away. Just under 2 minutes to play in the third. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. To play third quarter, Peters Township with an eruption here in this third period. 18 points in the first 6 minutes. Meanwhile, holding Indiana to just four.
Well, they've shored up the defense a little bit, and they've made shots, Bob. And when they make shots, they're tough.
Betzinger goes to the hoop. Shot blocked by Radulovic. Controls it and feed it out to McCullough. Jordan Welsh between the circles. Backs away from the defense of Lake and Kugler.
Man-to-man defense now, Bob.
Now Welsh, closely guarded, got free. Spin back away. Nope, did not get free. Just pick up the dribble at that point. You get another 4 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can be 12 seconds closely guarded.
Well, and I think...
Hold.
Yes.
Dribble.
Hold.
Hold. Just got to be aware. Jordan Welsh, just a freshman. That was a fumble-a-rooski-do.
I love
Dad.
It.
Dad. Scoop shot won't go for Antonacci, and Radulovic rebounds for Peters Township.
Now she's starting to exert her presence underneath, which really helps Peters Township all the way around.
Coming up on a minute to play in the third. 43-25, Peters Township with the lead. Morial standing all alone in the corner. Takes the feed from Radulovic. Give and go. Shot blocked. Radulovic gets it back, step up, fire it up over the shoulder. That won't go. Hassled there by Lalisi Allison. And Radulovic with a height advantage just couldn't finish it off. Shot put up, and Welsh blocks the shot here of Kugler. Sopko ahead to Morial. Hop into the paint and score.
Yeah, great pass that time by Sopko. Head up, looking down floor.
45-25, Peters Township plus 20, looking to take on Thomas Jefferson. Round three.
That will be interesting.
Pass intended for Allison, lost her footing, and the ball finds its way to the sideline and out of bounds. Turnover. Timeout, Peters Township. 18 seconds to play in the quarter. 45-25, PT. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
We get another final score in the 1A boys bracket. Nazareth Prep 53, Manesson 38. Only the top four make states in that 1A boys. So Manesson season ends. Summit Academy has found the end of the road. And it looks like Aquinas Academy has ended Geibel's season 69-40. Geibel will host West Green Girls tomorrow night. That game on the Green Sports Network and here on NFHS as well. Pass goes down to Sotko. Did she take a finger in the face?
Yeah, I think she got a hand in the eye, and she didn't see the ball coming either.
So just 2 seconds to play, and Indiana will launch it up the sideline. Bring us to the end of the half. Peters Township 45, Indiana 25, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Peters Township will have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. They do so with a 20-point lead, outscoring Indiana 20-4
in the
third quarter.
And that's the difference of the game right now, Bob. It's tough to make a 20-point deficit up in one quarter of basketball.
It was a 4-point game at intermission.
I know. Well, they got some things going, and Natalie Wetzel got some things going.
Peters scored the first 7 points and the last 10. Welsh looks to Sopko, goes instead to Morial, back around that direction, lobbed inside. Radulovic drop, kick it out, foul called, travel called. Lead official has a foul. The wing has a travel call.
Yeah, talk about not being on the same page.
Well, and both things could have actually happened, but
I agree.
Usually the mechanics are that the official with the play coming to them takes the call.
Oh.
And now illegal screen set by Addie Hutton. My book tells me that's just the second foul of the game on Indiana.
That's unbelievable.
Peters Township for three quarters hasn't shot a foul shot.
They have yet to take a free throw. Are you kidding me?
Indiana only has 5 free throws, and all of those in the second quarter. Sopko works her way through the defense and scores her first points of the game. 47-25. Lalisi Allison, give it off to Betzinger. Her three won't go, and McCullough rebounds. Sopko trying to get behind the defense, but McCullough not going to try that 40-foot pass. McCullough for three, hard off the back of the rim. Welsh late to the rebound. Lakin Kugler feed it ahead. Anthonacy pulls up and misses the shot. Kugler will track this rebound down. Welsh trying to force her to the baseline. Kugler muscles her way in. Help arrives, and Taylor McCullough going to get called for a foul. Yep. McCullough got her money's worth on that one.
Oh, she certainly did.
Third foul on Taylor McCullough.
So do you even risk putting Natalie Wetzel back in this game, Bob?
Not for long, I will say that. Kugler at the foul line. Missed two earlier on. Hits one here.
I have that her first point. Is that correct?
Indeed.
Averages about 7 a game.
And is 2-for-2 at the stripe on this trip. 2-for-4 overall.
Look good shooting those.
Yeah, and senior Stella Stossel checks in for Indiana. 6:42 to play. Peters Township up 20. McCullough patiently through the backcourt. Radulovic out on the foul line, extended out beyond the three-point line. The ball to Welsh, and McCullough, the volleyball 10-foot line. Morial catch, try to get free. Bounce pass to Welsh, and now reset it one more time. Sofko takes it right wing. Welsh cuts through. Morial, too well covered to pop a three from there. McCullough to the corner. Reset this one more time. Bring it up between the circles. Sofko gets a screen. Radulovic, pick and roll. Ball on the ground. It'll be a tie-up and held ball. Possession arrow belongs to Indiana. And Peters on that possession got rid of 40 seconds. You do that every time, and even if you don't score, you ought to be okay.
Yeah, but you know.
When I mean, it's not what you want to do, but no. If it happens.
Right. I mean, you. Boy, yeah, but you were moving the ball pretty well. You just wanted to keep that going and get a quality shot, and they didn't do that.
Remember back in the old days when we used to have one-and-one free throws? We used to talk, with a 15, 18-point lead, one for two the rest of the way ought to be good enough.
Yes, I remember that.
Shot put up by Kugler won't go, and a rebound for Jordan Welsh. Sofko to Welsh. Morial in the left corner, and she has been often denied, though. Does have a couple of three-pointers on the night, but has not been running and roaming free to take those at will. Nice quick catch, first step, and Morial feed it around. Ball into the corner to Sofko. She'll dribble into the paint. Welsh, and now Morial open for three. In and out. Radulovic got her hands on the rebound, but couldn't grab it. Antonacci. Indiana with the ball, down to 5:05. Three ball wide right for Addie Hutton. Ball on the floor. Wrestling match. Tie up. Possession arrow. Peters Township.
Jordan Welsh and Lakin Kugler on the tie up. Ball goes to Peters.
4:59 remaining. 47-27. Winner plays Thomas Jefferson Saturday in the WPIL semifinals. The loser plays Penn Trafford. A first consolation round. All eight teams in the quarters have already qualified for the state tournament. They will decide on the hardwood in what position. Feed to the baseline. Radulovic finds a cutter. Sofko has to reverse it. Lays on the back of the rim for a while and drops home.
Yeah, that was a tough shot. She made that more difficult than it had to be. Nice layup there. But being a left-hander helped her.
Peters plus 22, 4.5 minutes remaining. Antonacci backs away from the defense, looks inside. Kugler is fouled. Welsh displacing her. A little shove there. Jordan Welsh is going to get her first foul. Two fouls on Peters in the quarter. Baseline throw in for Indiana. Peters Township outscoring Indiana 12-10, 13-11, and the big one 20-4 in the third. Ball inside to Stossel. Got loose. Missed the shot. Radulovic rebound. Sofko forced her to take that a little higher than she wanted to. Welsh hops to a stop on the foul line extended. Sofko kick it back out. Morial will work it around the perimeter. 4:05 remaining in the fourth. Welsh looks inside. Morial too well covered. Welsh will give it to Radulovic. Out on the WPIL logo, or near it anyway. Not actually on it in that direction. Welsh dribble, wanted to hand it off and put up a shot, rolls off the rim. Lakin Kugler with the rebound for Indiana. Kugler stop and go at the top of the key. Three ball, Antonacci pops it home.
Well, they needed that one.
It's her first tray of the game, 49-30. And now down to about 3.5 minutes left. McCullough strong to the hoop.
She puts a lot of pressure on you because she keeps coming.
51-30, Peters Township in front. Indiana Lakin Kugler looks to the bench to get the play call. Emily Ferraro now to Antonacci. McCullough turns her around, handoff. Addie Hutton down the lane. That rejected by Morial and out of bounds.
Yeah, and they looking for the foul call there. Could have very easily been called.
3:03 to play in the fourth. Peters Township up 51-30. Julie Antonacci to key the inbound. Wide of the lane at the baseline. Eventually into Ferraro. Take it inside. Drop step. Scoop up with a left hand. Bucket for senior Stella Stossel.
Yeah, and that was a really nice move by Stella.
51-32, Peters Township by 19. Sopko through traffic, get the ball to McCullough, penetrate, double team. Welsh, Sopko, down to the low block, left-hander up, in and out. That one was about two-thirds of the way down and kept spinning and came up. Right to the circle. Kugler dish it out to the right corner around the perimeter. Allison gives it off to Antonacci. This three ball's an air ball. Going to be ruled last touch by Maury Allen out of bounds. Get a good look at that scoop shot by Stella Stossel, 5'9 senior for Indiana.
Yeah, that was a really nice move, Bob. A difficult one, too, but she had to maintain her little spin there without walking.
2:12 to play in the ball game, 51-32. Told you this one would have trouble matching the excitement of the first, and it was a tight ball game, 25-21 at the half.
Yeah, and then it wasn't.
Then it wasn't, just like that.
It's just kind of a game where, I don't know, it just feels like you're going through motions now at this point. I'm not saying this is the best game Peters Township has played, certainly isn't. I've seen them play better.
Samantha Martin checks in, and Julia Antonacci comes out with now 2 minutes remaining in the ball game. Radulovic, top of the key, comes back to Welsh. Peters Township, most of the starters on the floor. Madden Mell, the only non-starter out there at the moment. Mell shakes her way clear of Stossel. Goes to Morial, gets it back now. And Jordan Welsh takes over between the circles. 90 seconds to play. Nice reach in by Allison to knock the ball loose from Welsh. Up the floor, shot blocked, knocked out of bounds. Lot of contact. Going to the hoop was Samantha Martin, and the ball knocked out of bounds. And now Steve Lemberiou going to go to the bench. Megan Caster, Peters Township senior, checks in as freshman Jordan Welsh checks out.
Well, that's a nice gesture by coach. Get those kids in the game.
Inbound, up between a double team. Betzinger couldn't get the shot to go, and Radulovic cleans it up. 1:15 remaining in the championship half of the bracket for Indiana. Peters Township has never led. Indians looking to go wire to wire, though that wire didn't get extended for about a minute and change. Ball knocked loose out of bounds. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Martin. A minute to play in the fourth quarter. Morial feed to Sopko in the backcourt. And she'll get it across the timeline. Peters Township wants to park it out there if Indiana will allow that to happen. And the outcome of this no longer in doubt. And
yeah.
Now Morial got a dribble out of there. Was about to get closely guarded. Finds Mel. Mel and Morial back and forth right along the midcourt line. 35 seconds to play. Morial starts toward the three-point line. Never crosses over. Doesn't cross the border. Sopko to Radulovic, and Mel will take a three. That's off the rim, and the rebound cleared by Stella Stossel. Far side, it'll be Ferraro up into the corner. Betzinger, she's going to the hoop. Radulovic blocks the shot, controls the miss, and the ball game will end just like that. 51-32, Peters Township, a winner on to the semifinals. We'll recap this one for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing Products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business, the best. Fagan Supply keeps the Peters Township gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll. call or go online. FaganSupply.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Tom, you talked in the first half about what the Indiana zone was doing to Peters Township, and it kind of thwarted the Indians for a while. A four-point lead at the break, 25-21. And then it was a whole different story in that third quarter, 20-4 Peters Township. Nice run to start, scored the first seven, and then put the game out of reach, scoring the last 10.
Well, they got a couple runouts, some easy baskets, and then your mega star, Natalie Wetzel, knocks down a couple of shots, and from there things got rolling, and then it was pretty much academic from that point on. But here's the amazing statistic of the night. Peters Township did not shoot a free throw. I have never done a game where a team has not shot a foul shot. The winning team. I don't know what to say.
There were a total of 9 fouls called in the game, and that's probably pretty close to accurate. I mean, if you went back and looked at this film,
right,
that's probably pretty close.
I would say there were a few missed here and there, but you're right. It was just a strange game, in my opinion. I don't know. It lacked the excitement. It lacked the urgency that I saw in that first game. I'll say this.
How are you gonna
match that? I get that. I get that. But I will say this. Peters Township has to play better, and I think they will. And because they've won 2 games in the section, that doesn't guarantee them a win. That team, Thomas Jefferson, looked outstanding. Can they put back-to-back games like that? I don't know, but we're going to find out.
Peters Township, 12-10 advantage in the first and 13-11 in the second, thus the 4-point margin at the break, 20-4 in the third. Indiana actually outscored Peters Township 7-6 in the final quarter, but the game long decided, 51-32. Peters Township a winner. We'll check scoring for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, car slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he post, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Yeah. What a man.
Taylor McCullough and Natalie Wetzel share game scoring honors, 14 points apiece. Wetzel did not play in that fourth quarter, came on in relief in the first, hit a tray and a deuce, another three-bagger in the second, and then two more in that 20-point third quarter. For Taylor McCullough, pretty balanced all the way through, two in the first, big second quarter, had seven of Peters Township's 13 points, a couple of twos and a three, a tray in the second, and a deuce in the fourth to help put this one into the books. Bree Morial finished the game with 10 points on the night. Peters Township, as we mentioned, did not have a foul shot in the game. Emily Betzinger kept Indiana in it, scoring 8 points in the first half, finished the game with 12, game high for Indiana. Nobody else in double figures. Indiana was 5 of 7 at the foul line. Three of those five in that, three makes and five overall shots in the second quarter. So nobody at the foul line in the first, nobody at the foul line in the third, two shots at the stripe in that fourth quarter, and the ball game in the books. Other scores, last word we had, Mars leading Bethel Park in the 12-13 matchup. Number 13, Mars, 52-37 with under a minute to play. We told you Thomas Jefferson beat Penn Trafford, snapping the Warriors' 23-game win streak, TJ 65-60. So it'll be Peters Township and Thomas Jefferson on Saturday in the WPIL semis. Indiana and Penn Trafford will play Friday in consolation round one. Looks like Bethel Park is going to fall to Mars. That Mars will play the South Fayette Beth Baldwin winner. The loser will play on Friday in that first consolation round. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I'm going to put an exact quote from my broadcast partner, Tom Drakely, about our player of the game. You better stop her because she's going to go in there. Taylor McCullough is afraid of no one anywhere.
Has no fear. Love the way she plays.
Took it inside among the tall trees if she needed to. Handled the ball very well tonight and shared game honors with 14 points. Our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game, 5'6" freshman.
Oh boy, she's
Taylor McCullough.
Bright career.
Indeed. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. Our 5A girls quarterfinal action also brought to you by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers like Tom Drakely get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Fagan Sanitary Supply, keeping gym floors looking great, including the ones at Peters Township. Online, find out more, fagansupply.com. And by Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Coverage tonight also brought to you by Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Tomorrow we have a pair of WPIO quarterfinals presented by the Observer Reporter. Up first, 6A girls action. Kenna McMillan hosts Butler. Then it's a 2A boys contest as Chartiers Houston takes on Peters Township. Our coverage starts at 5:45 on WJPA AM tomorrow. Our thanks to both head coaches, Steve Lemberieux and Michael Franciscus, and to Mike Burrow and the entire crew here at Norwin. For my partner, Tom Drakely, floor director Jason Tennant, Noah Tennant, Dacia Skolnekovich on camera, and our producer, G-Wiz George, in our Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 5A Girls Basketball Quarterfinals, your score, Peters Township 51, Indiana 32. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.